Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of dua and the various duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We mentioned before, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yastahibbu al-jawami'a min al-dua wa yada'u ma siwa thalik. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to prefer comprehensive duas, and he omitted the other du'as. In other words, in the selection of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were such words that were very, very comprehensive, that covered a broad spectrum, a wide range of meanings, and they were very deep in the meaning. From the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we realize that this is also a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that an-nabiyyul ummi, that he was an unlettered prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not go to any school, he did not go to any college, but yet the words and the du'as and the supplications of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were so divine, so beautiful. So under this section, we're doing the various du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we can see how comprehensive his du'as were. Short, sweet, and very deep in meaning. Very, very deep in meaning. Today's hadith and Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, and in Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yaqul, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa-t-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say these words, he would make this dua, that, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask from you, I beseech you, I seek from you, I implore you. The first thing is al-huda. I ask you for guidance. Now this huda is such a deep thing, such an important thing, such an integral thing. And we see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking for it first. In the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll also find the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would generally ask for those things that were most needed, most required, most important. And you'll find generally there were things to do with our deen, there were things to do with akhirat. Because the thing that a person in this whole cycle of being in the dunya, being in the qabr, being in the akhirat, the thing that a person requires the most, he requires the savior, he requires the help, he requires the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he requires those things that will take him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those things that will take him towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those things that will bring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you'll find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask mostly for these type of things. Unfortunately, our mind, when we make dua, it only goes to very restricted things of the dunya, our homes, our cars, our wealth, and generally our du'as are restricted to this. But look at the beauty of the du'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here the first thing he's asking for is al-huda, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us guidance. And guidance is such a thing, in every rakat of every salah, we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Allah, guide us to the straight path. In other words, we are all in need of guidance. Guidance got nothing to do with the level of how clever, how intelligent a person is. But guidance is something that is given from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very often you find people that may be the greatest of scientists, but yet they don't have the guidance to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, يَهْدِ اللَّهُ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides with His light whoever He wishes. So guidance is something that is divine. We have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day for Allah Pak to guide us. So the first thing is, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa tuqa. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask you for righteousness. Then grant me this righteousness, this ability to practice, to be steadfast, this ability to continuously please you and try and endeavor to make you happy, to stay away from those things that displease you, to those things that bring about your displeasure, those things that would displease Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and grant me the tawfiq of doing those things that would please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a person is asking this dua, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask this dua, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me this righteousness. So here we find the first thing is huda, guidance. The next thing is righteousness. And if you look at it, these first two things are linked directly with akhirat. That a person is asking for guidance and he's asking for righteousness. The next two things, wal afafa wal ghina, are linked to the dunya. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's style is, he would ask, although these next two things are linked to the dunya, they also have a link to akhirat. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's style is, he'll ask for akhirat, and then he'll come to the dunya. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in the things of the dunya, they must be linked to the things of the akhirat. In other words, akhirat in every situation cannot be left out. So the next two things, wal afafa Wal afaf means that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me that ability to be self-sufficient. I don't need to ask anybody, I don't need to extend my hand, I don't need to approach anybody. And this is a very good thing for a person to have, even if it's a petty thing, a menial thing. Sahaba was such that they would make mehnat, they would make effort for themselves. Even if a person, a Sahabi, was on top of an animal and his rope had to fall down, he'll jump off that horse, he'll jump off that camel. His other Sahaba that are on the ground, they can very easily just pick it up and pass it to him. They won't do that. They'll jump off, they'll pick it up themselves, and they'll climb back on. In other words, even that level of self-sufficiency we have, we don't even ask somebody to pass a rope that had fallen down. We're so careful of not asking people unnecessarily. Allah Pak, give us the tawfiq, that ability. Don't turn to anybody if we don't need to. We should try our best. Turn only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very, very great quality. In fact, many of our akabir had this quality, that despite their need, despite their requirements, when they would go out of the house, they will ensure that they're wearing the best kurta, or the kurta that is looking neat, the jacket or the coat, waistcoat that they're wearing is looking neat, amama is looking neat. People mustn't see me in a shabby condition and realize that I am in need. Rather, I show people that I don't need, and let Allah Pak know that I am in need. So this is wal afaf, the person is self-sufficient, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for self-sufficiency. Wal ghina, and the last thing is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is afaf, that translation is abstinence, not asking anybody for anything. Wal ghina, self-sufficient, having enough so that I don't need to ask anybody, and I've got enough for myself, that what I need to help and assist others and help myself. So this one, afaf, is to a person is being abstinent, not asking anybody, and ghina, having self-sufficient, having enough. Now this ghina is such a thing, it's got nothing to do with the amount a person has. Unfortunately, we always link it up with how much a person has. This ghina, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لَيْسَ الْغِنَىٰ عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعُرُودِ وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَىٰ غِنَىٰ النَّفْسِ. This having enough, being self-sufficient, is not linked with how much of wealth a person has. وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَىٰ غِنَىٰ النَّفْسِ. The true wealth is that self-sufficiency of the heart. When that heart is happy, this person has got enough. There was one person, maybe about 15 years ago, his net asset value was in excess of 150 million. Net asset value meaning, take all his assets, less all his liabilities, what he's got extra. Now whatever he's got extra was about 150 million. This person is telling me himself, he said, I can't think without a cigarette. In other words, I have to have a cigarette in my mouth all the time. I'm having sleepless nights worrying about this part of my business, that part of my business. And the thought that came to my mind is that when a person has got so much, this was 15 years ago, you can imagine how much it must have been at that time, over 150 million, and yet he's saying that he's having sleepless nights. And then you think of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this ghina, this contentment, this self-sufficiency, is not linked with how much you got. A person can't even think without a cigarette. It's not linked with how much you got, but it's with the heart is happy. If the heart is happy, even if a person has got a loaf of bread, he's got a little bread, he's got a shelter over his head, this man is happy, he's comfortable, give him a brick to sleep on that brick he's sleeping nicely, comfortably, he's having a good night's sleep, he doesn't need a cigarette to be in his mouth to think, and he's happy. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking for in this dua, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us righteousness, grant us abstinence so that we don't have to ask from people. And the last part of this dua, Allah Pak, grant us self-sufficiency so that we are happy, we are content, we don't need to turn around, we don't need to run around, we don't need to chase, we are happy and we are comfortable with whatever you have given us. May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.